The Gemara says over here, from Sefer Pavlan, that the Shmuel Omer, it's actually quoted in the Mishnah before. You probably know it from saying Mehmet Likin every Friday night. Maybe Shmuel believes that. Hey, my Likin, the Itra to pay covered Shabbos. You can't use Itran because of covered Shabbos. Right? So it's the Sulta, the Zipta, this type of leftover. What is it? Take a look at the Gemara. My time, why can't you use this? Itran Amarava Mitok Sharecho Ra, because it smells really bad. It has a vulgar, repulsive smell to it. So you can't use any type of oil that's going to smell ferociously, you know, for the nearest Shabbos. Not only Mitok Sharecho Ra, Gzera Shema Yani Chenu B'yatze. What's going to happen? It's going to smell so bad, you'll put the candles down and you're going to go out. You'll leave the room. That's why we don't use this type of shemen on Shabbos. We would not use shemen from Itron. Abai challenges Rav and says, V'yatza, let him go out. What's the big deal? Says Rashi, mach patlan. In other words, so he leaves the room. Nishkaferlef, what's the end of the deal? He wants to live there forever. What's the problem? We'll get back to what Abai had in mind in a little bit. Amrlei, the response is, Rav, I guess, responded defending himself, saying, Shani Omer, Hadlok is near Shabbos Chova. No, Hadlok is near Chanukah. If the Chova, you know, which is what? Hadlok is near Shabbos, rather. Thank you. Hadlok is near Shabbos is a Chova. And therefore, you know, I don't want people leaving. Which begs the question, which is, what did Abaye then hold? Did Abaye hold it was optional? Did Abaye hold it was mamash or reshus? We'll get back to Shitas Abaye momentarily. There's several Shitas what Abaye really held. But it's somewhat surprising. Rabbi's response is, no, it's a chova, you can't leave, you gotta be there. In any event, the word chova really is a funny word as well. And the Rishonim pick up on it. What does it mean, it's a chova? Is it a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah, what does it mean, chova? So that's what Tosfos, what? Well, the answer is that you cannot, and that's a fair point also. How's it answer Abaye's question? Abaye's like, just leave. And Rabbi's like, no, you can't leave. It's a chova. But maybe you should do the chova and then leave. Apparently, Rava believed that what? Part of the chova was being there somehow, which may shed some light on what Abaye had in mind. Maybe Abaye felt also that's what the mitzvah is, you just didn't have to be there. In other words, but the tension already in what Rava is saying, and we'll return to it when we get back to Abaye and Rava. We'll do that in a few minutes. The tension is, on one hand, the word chova sounds like Abaye felt it was reshus, yet the answer he seems to be saying is, you know, you have to stay there, and that doesn't fit into the words, and, you know, we'll have to work out exactly what's going on. There's give and take of Abaye Rava. In any event, there's a fascinating tosis which really picks up on the second topic. We'll return to the first one soon. The second topic, which is, what does it mean, chova? Yeah.
Maybe
we're
the fact that it is a chova requires that you stay.
You just stay.
Something about the fact that
correct. The fact that it's a chova seems to require you to stay. It's just a little bit funny, right? In other words, meaning if that's the case, the Gemara is giving me like a sivin. Chova is not really what's important, but because it's a chova, therefore, chova is a code word. It's a sivin for you have to stay. Just the words you have to stay are not in the Gemara. If chova is like the sibab, that's exactly what Rava means, then what did Abaye mean? Abaye meant what the whole thing was reshus. Is that really what Abaye had in mind? Yeah, we'll have to get. We'll see. There's a few passages with the machlokes, and we'll return to a moment, a few minutes. Take a look at Tosfos. Do machlok. Tosfos says as follows: Legabe rechitas yadayim v'chamin kari lechova. The lo havi kol kach mitzvah. You have to wash your hands with, you know, hot water later on. The Gemara says just a little later on, and it's not such a mitzvah. And also, mayim achron kari lechova, and mayim achron is also called a chova. Mishum sakana de melach sdomis, because of the concern of melach sdomis, because there's a concern of this type of salt that I guess shahargo hanefesh, which is can kill a person, and therefore v'chamiri tfei mina rishoni. That's what the lashon of chova is over there, and therefore, based upon this language of chova, doesn't really sound like it's a real bona fide full fledged mitzvah. Like the other two contexts Tosfos alludes to, and therefore Tosfos continues and says, "V'yesh shirotzim lomer de'ein levarach adlakas ner mitakari lechova." And there are some Rishonim who are of the position, "V'yesh shirotzim lomer," that you don't make a bracha on adlakas ner. Why not? Because it's only a chova and it's not a mitzvah. Kidamrina mayimachron chova ve'ein tu'un bracha, just like mayimachron is also considered a chova, and it doesn't require a bracha. And that's the first sheet over here. This is the sheet of his yesharots and lomar. There's the Shita of Yesh Sherotzim Lomar. What's their Shita? Basically what? It's a Chova Mamish, and you don't need to make a bracha on it, because it's, it's a Chova Mamish, and Chovas, so you don't make a bracha, and it's seen by Mayim Achronim. Essentially, number one is it's a chova, and you don't make brachas on chovas. There's a raya, he brings a raya. His raya is from Mayim Achronim. The raya is basically that Mayim Achronim has no bracha, and therefore what? Mayim Acharonim, which is similar to Hadlakas, Neiros, Shabbos. This is his raya. Mayim Acharonim, like Rachan, and it's similar to Hadlakas, Neiros, Shabbos. And therefore, what conclusion does this Yesh Rotsim Lomar draw? That you don't make a bracha? The truth is, you can deflect this raya. How could you deflect it if you defend yourself? You could suggest one of two things. Either you could suggest there is a bracha on, mevarchim on Mayim Acharonim, which is a minority opinion. There is a minority opinion that shoots after that, just like you make a bracha on Tefillas Hadayim beforehand, so you make a bracha on Tefillas Hadayim afterwards. I once heard that it was named the Gra. I never saw it inside. I don't know if it's true or not, but there certainly are some who believe that. And there are others who would say, no, Eda Chinami, you don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, but what? You can't compare them. In other words, just because Mayim Achronim is a chova without a bracha doesn't mean that this is also a chova without a bracha. And we'll see in a second, when Rishonim disagree, this is very much what they seem to suggest. One half a second. But Amar Rabbeinu Tam, look at Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Yesh Rotzim Lomar. The Shibushu, the whole thing's a mistake. The Lo Dami L'mayim Achronim. The Lo Havyel L'Hatzala Ba'alma. Ava Halakas Ner, Hichov Shel Mitzvahs Onik Shabbos. V'kama Chashuvahin, the Te'unin Bracha. What's Rabbeinu Tam's response? Which assumption does Rabbeinu Tam seem to attack? Which way does he disagree with the Yesh Rotzim Lomar? The second one. Rabbeinu Tam should say, no, you cannot compare. They're different. They're both chova, but one is a chova in terms of hatzalas hanefesh, in terms of saving your life, while this is a chova of a mitzvah, it's much more a chashuv, and therefore it mandates a bracha. Tosfos then continues, hold on a second, he says, "Ma she'omer ta'am acher shelo levarech." Here comes the, Tosfos says it's another reason why you don't make a bracha, and I guess, I'm not sure if, I'm not trying to read these words 100%, ta'am acher, I would have said it's the only time, to me it seemed like the Mayim Achronim was more of a raya than it was a reason, or in fact it's a chova, I guess, is the first reason to come to think of it. Yeah, that's what it is. In other words, the first reason it's a chova would bring you a raya by chovas, you don't make brachas. And the second thing is, you think of here, svar number two. U'masha omer tam acher shelo levarech mishum shim haysam mudlakes ve'omedes lo hayatzricha lechboso v'lachzer lahadlika v'lo lahadlik acheres. That's this, I guess, the second argument, the second raya, but the second point is Yeshirot Zalora makes. The first point he makes, point Aleph, is from about Mayim Acharonim. And the second point he makes is a case from Mudlekes Vomedes. Let's say you light a candle much earlier on. For argument's sake, just to make the case crazy, lit the candle mamish 4 days in advance. It's a tremendously large candle of wax that's been burning for 4 days straight, and it comes time for Erev Shabbos. What's the halacha? Can you use this candle? Should you use it? Should you not use it? What's the din? So this shita over says, the shita over here says it again. Umashamer tam acher shelo levarach mishim shim haysam budlak v'menis lo hayatzrich lechvos v'lachon likav What does this Yesheratim Lomar assume? What's his Shita? How does he learn? What is he passing? What's his din? What? You can use the already litten candle. You don't have to relight it. It's sufficient to use what's already lit. And if that's the case, if it's already lit, then what? You don't make a bracha. And essentially, he has two real assumptions to the second argument. The argument our bed has got two assumptions there. What are the two assumptions? What are the two parts to his argument? Number one is the Lex Homedes, Eno, Sarek, what? Leha, Lahad, Liv. Shokam. You don't have to light another time. In other words, if you lit once, you don't have to, if it's already lit, you don't have to relight. And not only that, and therefore what? Therefore, even if you would be lighted, therefore, never, an afterlow, nivarachim. This is a raya that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah, that you light, but rather just to chova, something else, whatever, and therefore you never make a bracha. Let's just see the response. Who? No, you always will light, you never make a bracha. His whole shita, the whole shita, the Yesheratz and Lomer wants to prove that you never make a bracha hadlakas neiros. And his rayas from this case over here with mulekas vomedes, since there's no maisa mitzvah, just continue it. So again, the whole thing is just to have it. There's no real bona fide mitzvah. There would have been a bona fide mitzvah. You would have mandated you to do something, not just to maintain status quo. And Tosis now disagrees again with the Yesheratz and Lomer, and he says, Ain nira. This is not really true. If let's say this halach by shechita, that after you shecht an animal, after you shecht, let's say, an oaf, or after you shecht a chaya, not a behemoth, but an oaf or a chaya, there's a mitzvah called kisui hadam. It means covering up the blood with some with dirt. That's actually a mitzvah I performed once in my life. Probably most women have not performed it. Ever performed mitzvah kisui hadam? That's the only one. You did it once?
I did this
past year. Good for you. A few years ago in Yeshiva, they shechted a goat. And they shechted a chicken also. The goat we didn't do kisui hadam because it's a behavior. What? Where? When? Why?
Why
did we shecht it? We barbecued chicken and goat for dinner.
We
shechted. Meaning, I don't think you were there, but it was like 3 years ago. I remember you being there, but it could be.
I didn't buy a goat.
Part of the experiential value, apparently. In any event, says Tosfos again, he disagrees. Ain nirat, it's not a good shot. The halgavik kisli hadam in kisahu haruach padim elchsosh. Let's say it's a windy day out, and the wind just covers up the blood automatically. If that's the case, so you don't have to do it because it's already taken care of. Afilu hachi kishimechased sarach levarach. Even though if the wind would do it, it'd be okay. If the wind is not doing it, and you're doing it, you make a bracha. And that's Tosfos's, therefore, what it happens, right? Even though, by Neiros Chanukah, if it's already, I'm sorry, by Neiros Shabbos, rather, even if it's already lit, you wouldn't have to do it because it was done automatically. Nonetheless, if you are doing the mitzvah, then you would make a bracha similar to Kisui Hadam. Again, the Yesheratz and Lomer probably have to make a distinction. Maybe we'll think about it later, maybe not, we'll see. V'chein nolad mahu, the person born with the bris milah, ikal man da'amar, the ain't sarach v'hatik meni dam bris. You don't have to have dam bris. And nonetheless, v'kishem mol, talk to v'regal of the milah, ha'mol omer makes the bracha. So therefore, one day it disagrees and says it's an incorrect shita. The first day of Tosfos essentially argues, says, although sometimes you don't have to physically do the ma'aseh mitzvah, because you're pater from it, that doesn't automatically mean there's no bracha. And he gives you two examples where there is a bracha in contexts where you do the maisa mitzvah, while in similar contexts where there'd be no maisa to do, you would not have to do the mitzvah. For example, if you're born mahol, according to that man da'amar. For example, kisui hadam, if the wind blew it over. So, therefore, Tosfos disagrees. Which aspect of the second rite does Tosfos disagree with? What does he say? Correct. He seems to be, in other words, It's not that Tosfos holds you do have to do a Maisa Hadlaka. Ein Hachinami, you don't, yet nonetheless, that doesn't prove that there's no mitzvah in a different context. Hold on 1 more second, let's finish up the Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, consider of Amram Yeshish Hamadlit near the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure why he quotes with Amram right there, to be honest with you. Bless you. I assume it's to strengthen this Ein Nira. I assume that's Rav Amram, but I'm not sure. V'o Nira Levin Tam Shim Haya Haner Mudlok V'ome. If it's already lit, Shit Sarach L'chabot V'lasar V'lachzor Ula Hadlik. What does Levin Tam say? Exactly. According to Levin Tam, if it's lit already, there's a Chiyav Hadlaka, and therefore, even if it is lit already, you have to blow it out. If you machabe the light and you have to relight again, and then certainly maybe the time would hold, there's a bracha. And therefore, there are two ways of disagreeing with the Yesh Sherotz and Lomar's second raya. One is to argue as Tosfos does that Ein Hachinam in the case of Mudlakas V'Omedes, you might not have to make a bracha, but that doesn't mean you never do. It's precedent that you do. Piso Hadam, Bris Mila. Alternatively, you could say, no, Yitaka do have to light, and that's Rebbeinu Tam Shita, and he brings it right, you do have to relight as long as it's not too late, and therefore, Lechora, there are three Shitas over here in terms of this topic of Mudlekes V'Omedes, the Yesh, Shirotim Lomar, believe it's not a mitzvah at all, it's just the Chob, it's not a real mitzvah. Tosfos believes that it is a mitzvah, you do make a bracha on it, however what? There are certain situations where you would, and according to Ben Tam, you might have to put it out and relight it. Those are the sheets. I'll take around the questions, then we'll try our best to analyze what is going on over here. Quickly. 1, 2, 3. Go.
The fact that a
I'm not sure that the mitzvah of Mayim Achronim is a part of Onik Shabbos.
No, no, I'm saying that the reason why Rabbah Nair is going to be said about it because it's part of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. I'm asking why should that be Baron's on Rabbah? There are other parts of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos that we don't say Rabbah because of the Pseudo Shabbos.
It's a good question. If anything, the question is why don't you make a bracha on Pseudo Shabbos?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Why do you make the bracha? Why do you not make a bracha on Suda of Shabbos? And more broadly, as the way you originally asked it, what parts of Oni do you and do you not make brachas on? Kavod and Oni. It's a fantastic question. It's a fascinating question. I think there are mafarshim to discuss what is coven, what isn't coven, what is oneg, what isn't oneg, and that actually relates to it. The technical answers as a whole. I remember I was looking at the Psychic Town with this, I think just this morning, I had a whole list of, three, four shittas, I don't remember how many actually, of reasons why you don't make a bracha on coven or oneg. It's a fantastic question. I said, think about it more, I'm not sure offhand. Yeah, good question, I'm not sure. Who is two? Yeah. What does Mar say you don't? Mar doesn't say that. Next.
Yeah.
That's right.
Seems even more an argument if a mitzvah has to be done or you have to do it.
We'll get there. You're 100% correct. Excellent. We'll get there in a second. Let's map it out now. What's the machlokes over here? So what she wants to suggest. What is the mitzvah of halakhos neiros? And the Chakiri wants to clarify: is it a maisa mitzvah, or is it almost the totsah? Correct. Is the mitzvah to do it? Is the mitzvah the pool of the mitzvah to light it? Who seems to suggest that?
No.
Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam thinks if it's already lit, that's insufficient. You have to blow it out and light it again because the mitzvah is the halakha. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is the totsah. We don't care about the process, we care about the result. We don't care about the pu'ula, we don't care about the act, we care about the end result of having a candle lit. And l'chora, the nafka mina between this machlokis up here between Maisa and Tosas is going to be machlokis. The time of Tosas is going to be if it's already lit, must you blow it out and light it again? If the goal is to a Maisa hadlaka, then you need to do a Maisa hadlaka. If the goal is just to create the Tosas, so as long as that Tosas is created, who cares if you lit it or not? As long as the thing is lit, that'd be sufficient. And Lachor, the Yesh Sharots and Lomar would probably believe that there is no mitzvah at all. If there would have been a mitzvah, presumably it would have been a mitzvah, I'm not sure, but that's the raya. But at the end of the day, there's no mitzvah at all. So is it no mitzvah, or is it, in other words, here's our question. Is it just a chova, you know, but not really a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. What type of mitzvah is it? Is it going to be like a mitzvah, or a totsah, oriented thing? Lachora, that's the machlokas over here. The truth is, yeah.
Shouldn't it be clear that ever since the Torah, whenever it could happen, so always using some form of mold, you always have to end up with something.
That's not really true. For example, Kisa Hadam. If let's say, or Bris Mila, let's just say Kisa Hadam for a second, the wind blows it over, even though it's a mitzvah to do Kisur, it could be the goal is totsah oriented, and therefore you did nothing. It happened to have blown over by itself, you did nothing, and therefore, you know. Well, that's machlokas for sure. It's different. It's machlokas here these 2 days.
No, for a person, for example, it's not just that it happened, but it's not like it too.
If you're born Mahul, what's the story? So that's what Tosha says over here. He says, you know, where is this? Over here, there's a man da'amr, the ain't sarach lahakim benu dambris. There's a man, we pass, can you do the atavas dambris? But according to the man da'amr, you don't need atavas dambris if you're born Mahul. That's machlokas in the Gemara.
But there's
Mila?
No, so there's a difference between the Mahul. Like, for example, it's done by non-Jews.
So it could be that's because we paskin, you know, I'm not sure how we paskin about the, you know, about that and stuff. And there are all sorts of, you know, questions that can be asked on both stuff over there. For example, if you do a bris mila within the first 8 days, what's halacha there? If a guy does a bris mila. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramah has different piskei halacha at both of us. I forgot what they were, I have to look it up again. But, okay, even if it's true, by bris mila, and maybe, I think it's machlok by bris mila as well, but the mitzvah, the ma'aseh totsah, etc., etc. It could be the totsah of not just having it done, but having it done via some type of kosher pa'ula. And, you know, you can sometimes kind of amend these type of hakiris. But I think this is certainly the question over here. Okay. There is a third possibility as to why you would not make a bracha on Neiros Shabbos, and that's what the remaining Mishulam says. It's quoted by the Mordechai in Simin, and I guess it's Reish Sadi Dalit, the Abishita of the remaining Mishulam. Rabbeinu Mishulam is one of the earlier Chachmei Tosfos. He says as follows. He says like this. Hago, I don't think you guys have it in front of you. Rabbeinu Mishulam lo hayim mevarach al hadlakos ner mishum damrina perakat cheles kol mitzvah shein asiyasa gemar melacha is mitzvah sa ein mevarach in aleha. As long as you're, when you make a mitzvah, if that's not the kiyum, you don't, you know, if the kiyum is not done, when you make it, you don't make a bracha there. For example, when you make tzitzis, you don't make a bracha. When you make tefillin, you don't make a bracha. So that's what Rabbeinu Mishulam says. When you light Neiros Shabbos, you also don't make a bracha. V'ner Shabbos ain gemar asliyasa ela b'shas achila kedamrina ba'arvei psachim. In other words, he argues, like the Gemara says, psachim mandach kevalet. I guess the primary, you know, time is b'shas achila, and only during b'shas achila does one fulfill the mitzvah. That's where the Gemara mitzvah is, and therefore, since you're doing the Maisa Hadlaka much earlier on, and only doing the Gemara mitzvah later on, so therefore you don't make a bracha. V'ri omer, sheyesh levar, that's the shit that Rabbeinu Mishulam. You got the Rabbeinu Mishulam? The Rabbeinu Mishulam says, when is the Maisa mitzvah? Earlier on, earlier part of the day. And when is the Iker time when you're eating? That's the Suda. Rabbeinu Mishulam essentially has two parts of the Shita as well, that we'll soon see. Rabbeinu Mishulam holds two things. Number one is that, again, goes along the lines of the Yesh Shirot and Lomar, that you don't make a bracha on Neiros Shabbos, and his argument is as follows. What's his argument? Number one is the argument with Chora. He believes the mitzvah is a maisa or a mitzvah of a totza. Could be Mishol, which one's the old? Do we follow Ben Mishol or not? What? I don't think so. If it'd be a maisa mitzvah, you'd do it right now. The mitzvah is the totza. The mitzvah is to get enjoyment from the light. The mitzvah is benefiting from the light. And the ikur, sham, is shas. Achila, and therefore earlier on there is no mitzvah. Now the other Rishonim disagree. The other Rishonim say, no, that's not the case. You do make a bracha earlier on. Where do they argue? Listen to how the Ri presents his shita. Tell me which assumption the Ri is arguing on. Ri omer sheyesh lebarech v'lo kasha natchelas. The Gemara mitzvah he sherov l'shamesh babayis v'lisa hakelim al ha'shulchan. Again, the Ri says, don't worry, sheyesh lebarech. But lo kashin atzichelis the gemar mitzvah. And you don't take the kashin the gemar mitzvah. The gemar mitzvah said he, sheroin ma l'sham v'vayis v'lisa hakelim al ha'shulchan. What does he say? Yeah, the ikker se'uda, says the Ri, is that's not really the ikker. It's true the goal is you want to have the light to use it. Ein achinami, the mitzvah is the tosa. However, what? It's not about the Iker Suda. And by the way, this is a nice machlokas over here. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tosa, is it the Iker Suda, the whole thing? And the Bach goes down to an afghaninus to the Shaila. The Bach wants to know, we'll get back to the other sheet in a second. The Bach suggests that there are two nafkaminis to the Shaila. Nafkamini number one, if you light candles and they go out before you use them, what's the halacha? Or let's say you use them a few minutes, but not for your Sa'uda. What would you say? If the main goal is the Iker Sa'uda, according to Meir Sholom, L'chor, you were not Yotzei in your mitzvah. However, what if you believe that any usage at all, setting up your house for what? And then L'chor, you were Yotzei. Or similarly, argues Meir Sholom, L'cherchila must one, eat their Sa'uda around the Neiros Shabbos. According to the Ri, Mishalim, what's the answer? Yeah. According to the Ri, what's the answer? No. And therefore, L'chora, the Machlokas, the Ri, Mishalim versus the Ri is what? It's whether or not it's the mitzvah of the Totsah focused on the Sa'uda or just a general one. How would Ri and Tam probably disagree? Knowing what we know about Ri and Tam earlier on, what would he say? The mitzvah is the hadlaka, and therefore you make the bracha immediately. And this is essentially the presentation of most of the Rishonim over here. Two more small nekudos, then we'll move into back to Abaye and Rabba. Nekuda number one. This is a fascinating nafkamina. Another nafkamina besides this machlokas over here. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, in the case of Mulekes Vomedes, if it's already lit, would you have to relight again? That's one Shaila, that's one Nafkamina between Maisa and Totsa. There's another Nafkamina between Maisa and Totsa. The Bach has two Nafkaminas, we saw two in the Bach over here between the Ri versus the Rabbeinu Sholom. Also, the Tam versus the Rabbeinu Sholom, see two Nafkaminas between him, Maisa and Totsa as well. One is Mulekes Vomedes, that we saw already. And then the second one, I saw this paper written by Rabbi Yonis and Sachs. Yonis and Sachs, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Wai, here he has a little black safer. And he discusses this topic when he has not been. Yuchas, if I'm not mistaken, he's a great grandson of Rabbi Tzvi Pasach Frank. In any event, Rabbi Yonatan Sacks suggests one be the story of a guy who can come along and light your Shabbos candles. He wants to argue if it's a Maisa mitzvah, what Rabbi Yonatan say? No way. But according to the Rabbi, according to, let's say, the people who believe the mitzvah is the Tosfos, or whatever it is, what? L'chor you be Yotzei, and therefore there's a fascinating question. Two independent hadfiras we've seen so far. Number one is the mitzvah maisa or a totsa? And if it is a totsa, is the totsa to enhance your Shabbos table, or to enhance everything? So far so good. One more little last nekuda, and this is an important one to recognize. If you notice, Tosfos quoted Misha Rotz and Lomar. And he brought two arguments to his shita. The Rebbeinu Mishloach was quoted by the Mordechai and brought a third argument to the Shita, but he didn't quote either of the previous two. So far, so good? Now, one may argue, Rabbi Horn, don't make such a big deal over these type of things. There are three different arguments, and they all lead to the same conclusion. One guy thought of one guy thought of the other. Maybe they thought of them all, they just didn't write them down. I don't know. And the truth is, that may be the implication suggested by the Shulchan Gibor. Because the Shulchan Gibor says, there is such a Shita, and he quotes all three arguments. He quotes two of Tosfos' arguments, and one of Rabbeinu Mishloach's argument that's mentioned in the Mordechai. And therefore, one may say, Lav Dafka, don't be such a fancy daikan, don't be so meduyak. And there's a bunch of different rayas. You want everyone to write every single ray every single time, don't be such a stickler for diukim. However, I'd like to suggest, maybe I could be such a stickler for diukim, and I think the show didn't borrow from now, the past. Maybe one can argue that it's not by chance that Tosfos brought these two rayas. One is a raya from Mayim Achronim, and one is a raya from Ulekis Vomedis, and left out the case of Rabbeinu Mishloach. The raya from Shas, you know, Gemara Mitzvasa, and why not Rabbeinu Mishloach brought this raya and not these two rayas from Tosfos? Can anyone suggest why that would be the case? I'll show you what I thought. The truth is, if you believe that there's no bracha, you can argue that there's no bracha for one of two reasons. Either because it's not a mitzvah at all. Alternatively, one can argue that it is a mitzvah just that what? For some reason, there's no bracha. I would like to argue that the Yesha Rotz and Lomer holds that what? It's not a mitzvah at all. And therefore, he brings a raya from Mayim Achronim, which is what? What? Not a mitzvah at all. And with Lekas Vomedis, don't you see from the fact that you wouldn't have to put it out and relight it, that is not a mitzvah at all? If I'm not mistaken, Tosfos and Lashon is even mashing this way over here in the beginning of the Tosfos and Daf Chav Hei. The whole point is it's Karilei Chova, and it's, you know, it's not a real mitzvah. That's why it brings these other things from, you know, Rechitzas Yadayim Bechamin and these other rites which are not real mitzvahs. And he says, Yeshua Tzal Vodei Mevarchan Adlokas Ner Midikari Lechova. What's the mean Midikari Lechova? It's a chova and not a mitzvah. Mash Enkin, the remaining Meshulam, who abandoned these two rites, because why? Because these two rites indicate that it's not even a mitzvah. According to the Beit Mishulam, Lechora, it is a mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah that you would not make a bracha upon. You wouldn't make a bracha on it because the Gemara mitzvah is later on, but you're always taking a mitzvah, it's just not the Gemara. And therefore, I guess we have just three questions we're dealing with. Number one is, I mean, the real question is, would you make a bracha or not? Why would you not make a bracha? For one of two reasons. Either because it's not a mitzvah, Yesh Misharotzen and Tosfos, or because it is mitzvah, there's some technical reason, i.e. it's not the time when you finish the mitzvah, because you finish it later on. There are two reasons why you would make a bracha. Either because it is a Maisa mitzvah, like Rabbeinu Tam, or like Tosfos in the Ri, which is, the mitzvah is not the Maisa, the mitzvah is the Totsah, but we already get some of the Totsah immediately when we start lighting. And therefore, this is certainly a fascinating, interesting machlokas from where we are right now. The truth is, let's take a look at Shita Abaye. I'm going to go over a few minutes. Let's take a look at Shita Abaye quickly. Abaye, if you remember correctly, Abaye was the one who said, just let him go outside, what's the big deal? You know, Viyatsa, who cares, let him go outside. Take a look at the previous Tosfos on the page over here. Abaye says as follows, Amalei Abaye v'yatz, let him go out. So the Gemara responds, Amalei Rava, Shani Omer, Hadlakas Neres B'Shabbos Chova. Rashi, and Tosfos rather, Hadlakas Neres B'Shabbos Chova. Tosfos says, Perish b'makom se'uda d'chova hi she'yiso b'makom haner mishum oneg. Ava Hadlakas Ner Gufei lo hava. Parich Abaye, d'pshita d'chova hi. What does Tosfos think Abaye is not holding? What does Tosfos think of Baye Israel? According to Baye, we're opening up two pshatim. What does Tosfos believe Abaye accepts? What does Tosfos believe Abaye rejects? Again, Perish, the response of the Malkum Studi the Chobe Hishiyat of Malkum Hanir Mishimoni, the Shimoni. Ababad Lokas, Nir Gufe Lohab of Parachabai, the Pshita the Chobe, he did not. Agil Mishim Pachasi Dasan, Al Shaina Zihiros Bachalu Bad Lokas Hanir. What does Tosfos think Abaye really held? Correct. There is a chova, but lo b'makom seuda, and therefore what? Like, get a little bit of benefit and leave if you like. But he does not mean to say that it's a reshus. So far, so good? This is what Tosfos seems to hold. The truth is, Tosfos Rush indicates it is a reshus, and Tosfos Rush essentially says, even though the Mishnah says Al Shalosh Averus Nashim Mishnah Mishasi Dasan, well, maybe that's just a bonus thing, which indicates it's a bonus because it's a Rishos. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua spells out. The Pnei Yeshua takes it one step further and says, if you look at the next Mishnah about the Mishnah Lamed Dalet after the Shalosh, the things that women died for, the next is Gimel Dvar Mitzarachan Lo Masoch Beisar Arab Shabbos Simcha Shechi. Start to remember Lugos Hanir. Those are all bonuses as well, and therefore it says Abaye, really it's a Rishos. And so good. What did Abaye say? So far we have two days. Day number one is it's a Rishos. This is what Tosfos Rush holds, the Bnei Yeshua holds, and Abaye responds, no, it's a Chova. Alternatively, Abaye holds, it is a Chova, just not B'Makom Seuda. And Rav responds, no, it's a Chova, B'Makom Seuda. There is a third option, which is the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Siman Yud Aleph argues that the Beis Halevi says, takes it a step further. It says the Chorin says the mitzvah is the mitzvah of hadlaka, and once you are madlikit, of course you can just go out and leave. The Beis Halevi actually takes it one step further. It says it's the mitzvah of hadlaka because it's the mitzvah of kavod. And the truth is based upon a famous Gra. The Gra wants to know, what's the difference between Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos? Most Mefarshim would have said, Oneg is some type of pleasure, while Kavod is some type of honoring of Shabbos. The Gra has a slightly different presentation. The Gra believes Oneg is on Shabbos itself, while Kavod is before Shabbos or after Shabbos. The definition of kavod is, it can't be on Shabbos, either before or after. If it's done on Shabbos, it's only. If it's done before Shabbos, if you set the table, if you have malava malka, if you put on nice clothing beforehand, that's all kavod. Oneg would be eating and drinking and enjoying Shabbos. The other mefarshim don't necessarily accept the Gra, they say, well, it's just a distinction between honor versus pleasure. Exactly what the nafkamina would be, it's supposed to do everything. I'm not sure, but there is a machlokas achronin as to whether or not women are chayav the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. So I thought if kavod Shabbos is dafka before Shabbos, lechore would be a mitzvah sasei shehaz ma'in grama, which is not one of the Shabbos mitzvahs, because it's dafka beforehand. And therefore, women, at least arguably, would be kavod. However, if kavod Shabbos is on Shabbos and doesn't really have to do with time, it's just a way of reflecting Shabbos a little before, a little bit afterwards, there's more of a reason to say they'd be chayav. That doesn't necessarily, there is an achlokas achronin for chayav in kavod Shabbos now. It may or may not link to the Gra versus other achronin. In any event, the Gra certainly has its chiluk, and the truth is that basically it takes advantage. It says, according to Abaye, it's gufa a mitzvah of kavod. And the truth is, one may even want to argue the mitzvah is a mitzvah of hadlaka, the mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of hadlaka, you'd be more inclined to say it'd be kavod. If the mitzvah is more of a totsah, you would say it's not a mitzvah of hadlaka, but rather a mitzvah of enjoying the Shabbos, and you would want to say more of an oneg type of Shabbos. If this is correct, it can answer up a very difficult problem that people ask in the Rambam. The Brisker Rav answers this problem, asks an answer. The Brisker Rav wants to know why the Rambam in two different places mentions the mitzvah of hadlakas Shabbos. The Abba Lakas Neirus on Shabbos. The Brisker Rav, once in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Hay, halacha aleph, and one is a perek lamed, halacha hey, the brisker rav two different times mentioned the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. One time he says, halacha is near Shabbos in a reshus, the imrats of lahadlik, you know, madlik, that's not the case. For lo mitzvah shenu chayev l'dof acharea, ad she yasen if you don't have any chatzeos until you die in la'achil la'ela zechova. And it's not like a mitzvah if you want to run after it and like do it, you can, if not, not like washing until you die. That's only if you want to have bread. This is mam shechova, and you have to do it, says the Ram. And he says, v'echad anashim, v'echad anashim chayev l'yot, v'baseihem, near Dalek B'Shabbos, you have to have anything, and you continue on, afilu ein lo ma'yochal, you have to go knocking on doors. Umalik is near Shezeb B'chlal Onek Shabbos. V'chayv l'varach al adlaka, v'chayv near Shal Shabbos. Kedesh m'vrach ma'al kolpe. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Lamin, halacha hey, says, a little bit differently, the mitzvah over here is Misader Adam Shulchanu Berav Shabbos Afal Pishen Sarach El Lekazayis, and also you should V'chein Misader Shulchanu Bemozi Shabbos Afal Pishenu Sarach El Lekazayis Dilechavdo Pinisasov Yitziyasa. But Sarach Atakein Beisu Mibo Yom Ibnei Akavit Shabbos V'yener Dalek Mishulchan Aruch Lachol Mata Mutzak Shakol Elu Lichvot Shabbos. The Brisker Rav argues, and it's Mamash Meduk in the Lashon HaRambam, that why are there two different mitzvahs? Why does the Rambam mention twice Hadlok is near Shabbos? What's the reason why? Said the Brisker Rav, there are two different dimensions of Hadlok is of near Shabbos. One is a Maisa Hadlaka, one is the Totsah. One is the, right? Perek Hay is about the Totsah, it's about owning. And that's what the Rambam mentions owning over there. He says it's Bechlal owning. Right? You have to go knocking on your doors. Why? Lokech Sheminu Malakas Haner, Sheze Bechlal owning Shabbos. That's in Perek Hay. In halacha, in Perek Lamed, the Rambam writes, it's in the context of setting up your table, it's in the context of making yourself a Malava Malka, it's in the context of doing all sorts of other preparatory things for Shabbos. And he says, V'tzarech v'takeh beisim v'ojom ibnei kavod Shabbos. And what does that mean? V'yeh ner dalek v'shulchan aruch v'lechol. In the context of your shulchan has to be prepared, and you have to have a tablecloth on it. Shekol elu l'chvod Shabbos. And it's all about kavod Shabbos. And Lechora, what we have over here, are three different possibilities. Option number one is it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Number two is it's a Totsah. Number three is it's both. And that very well could be the Pshat and the Rambam, that there are two dimensions to the Mitzvah, a Maisa Mitzvah and a Mitzvah of Totsah, and it very well may link up to the way the Gra broke it down. That's what the Brisker Rav argues. One's a Mitzvah of Kavod, one's a Mitzvah of Oneg. Yeah. Maybe you can answer Shaul Yaakov's question by saying, yeah, you're right, the you make a bracha with kavod and onik. I'm just not sure if that's really true and why that would be true. And it does that work its way out in the rest of the rules and brachos of Kol Torah Kula. It is something, you're right, it's unique, but and do we all follow the Rambam? Looks like my seven or eight soft spots. What's your answer?